Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Stir Constantly.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually, he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" As I focused on this passage, a rather unusual image unexpectedly popped into my head. Jesus and his disciples are standing in a kitchen, and each one is wearing an apron. Each has a wooden spoon in hand, standing in front of a medium saucepan with an array of essential ingredients arranged on the adjacent kitchen counter. Jesus is about to help his disciples, that is us, understand his parable about the necessity to pray always without becoming weary. From this perspective, in the kitchen, this passage breaks open as "stir constantly." Stir constantly is the direction given when a recipe calls for thickening a mixture of liquid ingredients. The ingredients must be stirred constantly to thicken properly and not turn into a lumpy, gloppy goo. As the cook is stirring constantly, it is also critical that she or he know precisely when to turn off the heat. The precise moment when you know that what you are thickening is thick enough and it is time to go on with the rest of the recipe. Stir constantly does not mean stir frequently or stir occasionally. There's no walking away to attend to something else. Not even for a minute or two or a brief second, no. To successfully thicken your ingredients, you must anchor your feet. To stir constantly means to be grounded for the duration. Now you might be able to understand why this image popped into my head. Our widow in today's parable is stirring constantly. She is focused on her task and does not prematurely turn down the heat. Her actions reflect an inner disposition, a dance of arriving, leaving, and returning again and again, knowing when to turn up the heat to reach the perfect point. The unjust judge's consciousness, now awakened by the widow's constant stirring, faces the reality that she will not give up, and he is tired, weary, and worn out by her constancy. Not only are her feet grounded, enabling the daily journey to confront the unjust judge, the widow is fueled by her invincible faith, her conviction that truth prevails, her indefatigable belief that injustice will be righted. This dear widow models for us what it means to not lose heart in the work of wearing down injustice. Her heart is full. Justice is meant to flow like a river. Jesus tells us the secret of her success. Pray always without becoming weary. With her apron of preparation and her wooden spoon of determination, this woman is grounded. Drip by drip by drip, like the persistent drip of water that transforms the stone, her grounded heart compels her back and forth, stirring constantly, wearing down the unjust judge, exposing his crumbling facade as a keeper of justice. Wherever we are standing, whether in the kitchen or not, at this moment in 2020, we face challenges: racism, global warming, pandemic inequities. Each of these injustices are revealed before our eyes by grace. Might we choose the widow's way? Praying always and not growing weary as we stir constantly. These injustices are absolutely not signs of the gospel being present. They are not indicators of the authority of the suffering of mutuality and belonging. Just take one of them, racism. Racism embedded in systems did not just go away with new laws, executive orders, or conquering our personal prejudices. Those each help, but only when they are stirred together with accountability to the very persons affected by these unjust systems can we keep the pot from turning into gloppy goop that's too thick to slake the thirst for the truth that we see in Christ. Jesus tells us praying always is the necessary ingredient for not growing weary in our commitment to justice. As we attend to all the injustice around us, we too are fueled by an invincible faith, a conviction that truth prevails and injustice is righted in the reign of God, present here and now. So maybe today, wherever we are standing, in the kitchen or not, we might take a moment to check what is it that keeps our weary from winning our own hearts and actions. Perhaps we will find that we too know, like the widow, the necessity of praying always. And it is this that grounds our feet to stay at the task of insisting on what is right and just for all.